Lindsay here from K-John's Jewelry Company. Today, we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for K-John's to create something deeply personal. Our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. K-John's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own K-John's designs in the coming year.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Bills made a surprise move on Monday, firing head coach Sean McDermott. On Wednesday, team owner Terry Pegula said he made the decision to let McDermott go after the playoff loss to Denver and seeing the players' emotions in the locker room following that game. Bills general manager Brandon Bean also said Wednesday quarterback Josh Allen could have a procedure on his injured foot soon, but it would not affect his availability for off-season workouts. Elsewhere, Seahawks head coach Mike McDonald said quarterback Sam Darnold will be limited in practice this week with an oblique injury, but Darnold added that he feels really good and wants to, quote, let it rip against the Rams on Sunday. And 49ers general manager John Lynch commented on wide receiver Brandon Ayuk's future in San Francisco, saying, quote, it's safe to say he's played his last snap with the 49ers. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Revitalize your bathroom with big savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery during our bath savings event. Plus, get up to 40% off select shower heads. No matter what style you're looking for, we've got you covered. Shop for your bathroom refresh at Lowe's. We help, you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
What if your instincts could pay off? With Robinhood Prediction Markets, you could put your knowledge to work on the events that matter to you. Prediction Markets isn't just sports. It's the Fed rate decision, your favorite award show, and so much more beyond the playing field. Trade events with Robinhood. Visit Robinhood.com/predict. That's Robinhood.com/predict. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find a full assortment of rain gear, including waterproof jackets, pants, and bibs. And at D&J, Wolverine boots, 15% off. Long and short sleeve Western shirts, 20% off. And women's Levi jackets, 15% off. And don't forget, gift certificates are available as well as special orders. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, January 22nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Templeton CSD votes to keep firefighter engineers as grant money expires. Firestone Walker announces lineup for 2026 Beer Festival. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds early, then partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Templeton CSD voted to continue funding its full-time 24/7 firefighter staff. The CSD's current model allows for a full-time captain, full-time engineer, and part-time reserve firefighter each shift, 24 hours a day, made possible by the SAFER grant from FEMA. The CSD knew the grant would expire in February 2026 and reapplied in 2025 for the grant. However, they learned in December 2025 that the grant would not be renewed, creating the need to address current funding and staffing for the Templeton Fire Department. Reverting back to the previous model would keep reserve firefighters, but substantially increase the burden on captains during each shift by reducing the number of engineers. The CSD board voted to maintain two full-time engineers by downsizing the reserve firefighter program, resulting in a deficit of about $47,000. The board acknowledged that this is a short-term solution. Here's board director Deborah Logan on that.
But this is only a short-term solution. We've got a longer-term problem, in my opinion. And I think we've got to look at possibly, what do we do with the fire department? How do we fund it? And how do we staff it appropriately? At some point, we've got to have a deeper discussion, this board, about what to do longer-term. Is it that we look at, you know, how we do this distribution of the property taxes? Does Park and Rec become more of a parent-sponsored programs instead of the district sponsoring those programs?
Firestone Walker announces lineup for 2026 Beer Festival. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. A closure of South River Road is scheduled for Wednesday, January 28th. The closure will be in place from Navajo to Creston Road starting at 8 a.m. and ending at 4 p.m. Detours can be made along Niblick, Nickerson Drive, and Creston Road. The associated project, according to a release from the City of Paso Robles, is PG&E's Estrella Highline. The 2026 Firestone Walker Invitational Beer Festival will return Saturday, May 30th, featuring an all-star cast of 65 breweries from around the world, alongside live music and food offerings. Tickets for the festival go on sale February 4th at 10 a.m., which can be purchased at firestonewalker.com. Yesterday, Firestone Walker announced the brewery lineup for the festival, which includes Hill Farmstead from Vermont, Bockfont from Belgium, Sir Hopper from Argentina, and more. Confirmed breweries attending can be found on the event's website. The festival's block party will be held May 29th, followed by the festival at the Paso Robles Event Center on May 30th, and then a brunch at the Firestone Walker Tap Room May 31st. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, after receiving the highest honor in the 2026 Rose Parade, is now looking forward to its 2027 entry. Cal Poly universities are now accepting design ideas for the entry, providing the basis for the final 2027 design. There is no limit to the number of entries an individual can submit, according to the release, and the deadline for submissions is Thursday, February 5th. In addition to serving as the basis for the design, the winner will also receive a choice of $500 or a pair of tickets to the 2027 Rose Parade. The theme for 2027 is Welcome, announced January 15th. The theme celebrates the simple joy of belonging, according to the Tournament of Roses Association president, Terry Madigan. It's the warmth of family, whether related or chosen, the love of good friends, and welcoming embrace of community, she says. Submissions can be emailed to rosefloat.com, rosefloat.cpp.edu, with the subject line of 2027 concept. In sports for the NFL Conference Championships, KPRL will have the Patriots and Broncos game at 11 a.m. on Sunday, then the Rams and Seahawks. In the NBA, yesterday the Raptors beat the Kings 122-109, the Thunder over the Bucks 122-102, the Hawks beat the Grizzlies 124-122, the Pistons over the Pelicans, 112-104. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Clippers, the Warriors will go against the Mavericks, the Bulls will face the Timberwolves, and the Heat will go against the Trailblazers. In California news, an immigration enforcement officer was injured in the Compton area yesterday during a detainment operation. Officers were attempting to detain William Eduardo Morin Carbrio of El Salvador, who is involved in a human smuggling operation. Eduardo attempted to evade arrest in his vehicle, ramming a law enforcement officer. The officer fired defensive shots, and Eduardo was not hit, attempting to flee on foot before being apprehended. California has surpassed the goal set by former Governor Jerry Brown of having more than 1.5 million no-emission electric vehicles on the road by 2025. Governor Newsom announced the state has over 2.5 million new zero-emission vehicle sales, with their sale having grown over 300% since 2019. Newsom also touched that there has been a significant decline in public health benefit thefts from the state's welfare benefits programs. 2 years ago, about $20 million were reported stolen from welfare recipient accounts. Now that number is about $4 million. Critics, however, say this may not be entirely accurate, as this figure is only based on state reimbursements and cannot count unreported theft or incomplete reports. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. A regenerative practice like cover crops is often managed at a large scale using herbicides to terminate that cover crop ahead of the primary crop. But what about farmers that want to farm both regeneratively and organically? Well, Extension Specialist Dr. Aaron Silva says they're working with equipment companies to continue to innovate on tools like the roller crimper.
Yeah, so we've been working with companies to develop different ways of terminating the cover crops at a very specific stage of crop maturity. But to be able to effectively terminate those cover crops mechanically, it does require innovation and technology in terms of equipment development. So there has been companies that have looked to see where they can contribute to these systems in these markets, different models of roller crimpers that can cover larger acres, that more effectively terminate crops, again, to create a complete kill that would mimic a herbicide application, and ways to manage so that we are able to plant the crop through these thick mulches, allowing for good soil to seed contact and allow for a very robust stand that will allow us to reach the yield potentials that we're looking at achieving.
Silva said farmers she's working with in Wisconsin are making regenerative organic farming work in diversified row crop systems.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Rising input costs and low prices have left U.S. alfalfa growers struggling. Since 2023, Most farmers have grown the crop at a loss, according to an analysis by the American Farm Bureau Federation. The organization pointed out that despite alfalfa's status as the fourth most valuable crop in the nation, generating more than $8 billion in farm gate value last year, it is not included in most farm safety net programs, such as the Trump administration's Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, which was created to soften economic losses for farmers impacted by international trade policies. AFBF economist Daniel Mulch said trade conflicts, especially with China, were partly to blame for low alfalfa prices as U.S. growers have seen a reduction in export markets. As of the most recent census of agriculture in 2022, California led the nation in alfalfa production. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. Johns and Atascadero. Cloudy skies this morning, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with low 40s, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds this morning, clouds tomorrow morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday, cloudy on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday, mostly cloudy Wednesday and Thursday next week. Low 60s Saturday and Sunday, mid-60s Monday through Wednesday, and 66 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. Johns and Atascadero. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A fresh report indicates inflation held steady in November. The PCE price index rose 0.2% from October, also up 0.2% for core PCE, excluding food and energy. For the year ending in November, both readings came in at 2.8%. The numbers matched economists' predictions. Also, the report found Americans were spending more in November, with an increase of 0.5%, even though incomes only rose 0.3% in the month. Investor sentiment has improved after President Trump backed off his plan to impose tariffs on European countries over Greenland, citing a framework for an agreement. The gross domestic product, the reading on the economy for the third quarter, rose to 4.4%, the fastest pace in 2 years. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. He was out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michael's Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michael's Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the Blue Printer and Graphics in Paso Robles, easy in, easy out, and they can do a lot of things for you. Not only construction drawings and blueprints, but they also specialize in flyers, business cards, brochures, vinyl banners, and much, much more. So bring it all to the Blue Printer and Graphics. They're located on the corner of 4th and Spring in Paso Robles. They're open weekdays, 8:30 to 5.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas, and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, we will see more handgun varieties entering California for your buying pleasure. And I will do my best to stock the most popular brands and models so you can come in, touch them, feel them, and check them out. However, the new year comes with some new firearms laws that take effect on January 1. All standalone barrel purchases must go through a licensed dealer for an in-person background check, and the sale of certain firearm parts will now require identification and age verification using a government-issued photo ID and your signature on a written acknowledgement.
This is Monica. From our Mulhall family to your family, we certainly want to make sure that you will enjoy your visit to Roosters in the upcoming year. A new year means another new start and time to buy a new gun. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. During the Civil War, the attention of the military was directed toward the South, and the Indians in the West were taking advantage of this. Under the concept that it takes an Indian to catch an Indian, the military established Company A Pawnee Scouts. It was typical for military officers to be trained for war based on the concept that large forces would meet on the battlefield and, like two heavyweight boxers, slug it out face to face. The Indian of the West didn't fight that way. They fought guerrilla warfare. In the mid-1860s, the Army was having major problems with the Sioux and Cheyenne. The Army was undermanned because of the Civil War being fought in the East, and the Indians were taking advantage of this. The Sioux and Cheyenne were as much the enemy of the Pawnee as they were the military. The Army recruited civilian Frank North, who pulled together a company of about 100 Pawnee Scouts. On January 21, 1865, at the age of 25, Captain Frank North fielded Company A Pawnee Scouts. This was the first time Indians were commanded by someone who could speak their language. Military customs and discipline didn't work with the Pawnee. Although they had military uniforms, they ended up wearing a convoluted combination of military and Indian clothing. Some even wore spurs on bare feet. But they could track and they could fight. The Pawnee were not only responsible for the death of hundreds of Sioux and Cheyenne, they saved the lives of thousands of soldiers. No military encampment ever had a surprise Indian attack when Company A was on guard duty. Also, during the approximately 13 years the Pawnee Scouts served in the Army, only one was ever killed in battle. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Relax, reconnect, and indulge close to home with Spa Allegretto's Locals Staycation at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Enjoy a cozy escape designed just for locals, featuring a split bottle of Allegretto wine, a 2-for-1 wine tasting, and 20% off spa treatments, plus a complimentary room upgrade based on availability. From soothing massages to restorative spa experiences, it's the perfect way to slow down, savor great wine, and enjoy time together. Spa Allegretto. Relaxation beautifully shared.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
RE/MAX Success and Success Charities is proud to announce the third annual special education prom, Let Your Light Shine, a prom-style celebration created for individuals with special needs across San Luis Obispo County. What started as a simple idea has become a powerful tradition, a night built on dignity and joy, a place where guests can dress up, dance, connect, and have fun. Thanks to an overwhelming community support, Let Your Light Shine continues to grow and now welcomes participants from throughout San Luis Obispo County. The 2026 event takes place Friday, January 23rd at the Lake Pavilion in Atascadero, featuring music, dancing, and a safe, supportive environment where everyone belongs. Tickets and more information can be found at successcharities.org. Success Charities invites local businesses, organizations, and individuals to join us in making this special night possible, because when our community shows up, everyone shines.
It's clearance time at Tack and Shoes, and the savings are huge. Tackins has the best sheepskin slippers and boots from Bearpaw, Emu, and Superlamb, now 20 to 50% off. 20 to 50% off fall and end of season casual shoes from favorites like Clarks, Atrex, Birkenstock, Born, Heen, and more. And of course, work boots from Wolverine, Red Wing, Redback, Ariat, Work Zone, and more. The January clearance sale at Tackins, 8th and Spring in Paso, 668 Marsh and Slow, or online at 805boots.com.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Templeton CSD voted to keep part of its full-time 24/7 firefighter staff. CSD's current model of staff is funded in part by the SAFER grant from FEMA, but the application to renew the grant was denied in December. The CSD voted for a short-term solution to maintain two full-time engineers by downsizing reserve firefighters, resulting in a deficit of about $47,000. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo is now looking forward to its 2027 Rose Parade entry. Universities are now accepting design ideas for the entry, and there's no limit on the number of entries a single individual can submit. The theme for 2027 is Welcome. Submissions can be emailed to rosefloat.cpp.edu. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News. I'm CJ Papa. President Trump has left Davos and the World Economic Forum. Earlier, he introduced the newly created Board of Peace and then discussed Russia's war in Ukraine with Volodymyr Zelensky.
Everybody wants to have the war end.
Ukrainian leader in Davos crediting President Trump while slamming European partners.
President Trump led an operation in Venezuela and Maduro was arrested. And there were different opinions about it, but the fact remains Maduro is on trial in New York. Sorry, but Putin is not on trial.
An arrest in Minnesota linked to the church service disrupted by anti-ICE protesters Sunday in St. Paul. That from U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi posting the arrest of Nikema Levy Armstrong, who allegedly organized the coordinated attack. America's listening to Fox News.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morro Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Pass Rubbles Glass, the replacement window masters. Now we're down about 24% chance of some early morning rain with peaks of sunshine, but overall mostly cloudy, mid-60s, partly cloudy tonight, overnight lows near 40. Few clouds early, otherwise this has changed. Mostly sunny for your Friday with highs expected to be in the low 60s. And for your Saturday, low 60s, low to mid-60s. Sunday with cloudy conditions, partly cloudy, mid-60s, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down, 7:10 a.m., 5:20 p.m. We are at 50, or still at 50 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. All right, coming up this afternoon, Erickson for Karen. And this afternoon, between 12:30 and 2, he will have on Randall Jordan and Jennifer Greninger. They're talking about a lot of the issues that are going on and continue to go on in the county. So enjoy that. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. Stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Call them, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can all also reach us by texting at 238-KPRL as we're ready to go. Oh, let's see here. Okay, this is from the movie. Thank you. The line, I'll give you something to dream about, mister. Want to kiss me, ducky? That's from Witness for the Prosecution and the famous, well, a lot of famous scenes in there with Marlena Dietrich because she's dressed up hideous in that one. Ooh, boy. Let's see here. On the email, assassination culture. Good morning, Kevin. You were just talking about assassination culture. A few months ago, I attended a local fundraiser featuring a conservative dignitary. Actually, quite a few conservative leaders were there. The event was held in a location off limits to lawful carry CC holders, yet there was no screening of attendees. If events like this are going to be held in such locations where CCWs cannot be used, then there should be at least effective screening of attendees for protection of not only the dignitaries, but all of the conservatives present. Okay, well, that does make sense. Let's see here. All right, also I got one, another one with regards. Oh, okay, so could there be a revolution in the United States? Well, it depends on who you talk to, but here's something just to throw out regarding that. Does having a civil war necessarily mean war as we think of the civil war from between the North and the South? Can one say that we have been at civil war for a few years at least? You have your climate people. You have your anti-ICE people. You have other minority groups. You have the groups that think it's okay for men to compete in women's sports, undress in their locker rooms, etc. Now, there's always been rebellion, but is this a more of a civil war than the actual civil war that took place where, 600,000 lost their lives? And are we at war with our educational system? Is there a civil discourse or civil war within all those things I've just mentioned? I would say there is. We see it on the news almost nightly. So we have, and it's the undermining. What's interesting, when you go back at history and you see what becomes normal or the routine, it generally just ends up falling into place, the conformity. And in some cases, it is forced conformity. You will accept this or else. We were warned about that back in the 1840s. If you don't like this, we're making a law that basically says you have to like it. You will conform. We may not have to kill you or anything like that as drastic, but you will conform because you'll have no choice other than maybe to take up against law enforcement or the powers that be, and you could end up losing your life. So just a couple of things to throw out there. You know, you also have the civil war we've had with even the voting. Some would say even the manipulation of the voting system, the voting territories that have been moved to rig it for one party or the other. That has been done, not necessarily quietly, but it's been done, quote unquote, legally, supposedly. So maybe we have been in a civil war. We just don't realize it, that this has been going on. Okay? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. And what started this is the survey that has showed that a higher percentage of people, mostly females, are okay with some political violence. They were most likely, the least likely group was conservative males. Think about that. What a twist. What do we hear from the news all the time? These MAGA guys, these right-wing conservative men, males and so forth. But women overall were about 15% more likely to support the assassination culture. So that is what we've come. And a lot of the blame, again, if you're just joining us, well, you shouldn't say a lot, but some of the blame has been put on social media. These people that have no lives, they get addicted to this stuff, and their minds become warped because that's all they have. That's all they have. All righty, anything else? Let's see here. Oh, going back to this, to Fauci. He was well aware of the risks of the infection went up when you were injected. There are emails that have come out from Fauci. This study demonstrated that natural immunity confers longer lasting and stronger protection against infection than the vaccine. They knew this. And yet, what did they do? And the question always comes up, will anybody be held accountable? Not only from the stories, you know, the horrific stories we heard about, you know, people couldn't go in and see their loved ones, you know, all the masking and so forth. But what about all the money? All the money that was spent. States, California, I mean, it was billions of dollars. This was purposeful misdirection. And this came after a study in 2021. And it covered the level of protection against infection and serious illness with natural immunity. Fauci not only knew it, but many other people knew it too. And it was downplayed, and we know the results. We know the results. Thank goodness there were many doctors, including one in our area. It was Dr. Frankel, came on the radio and talked about, you know, natural immunity. But the government deliberately scared people. They threatened people. If you remember, some people lost their jobs. Some businesses were threatened if they didn't close or, and all that. But luckily, we had a lot of people in this area who defied the government. My goodness, imagine that. So that was good for all those people that did that and didn't trust or listen to the government. The government that's sworn to protect us. Did they really protect us? So, all righty, we got quite a bit of time left here on this Thursday edition on The Right Choice, KPRL. Let's see, I thought something just came in. It didn't come in. So you've got that, you got the emails, you got the Civil War, the talks of the Civil War and the fact that more and more people on certain sides are happy with potential assassination. That's pretty gruesome culture that is okay with that. It's okay with that, but some may say we're being pushed into it for various reasons. All right. Okay. Let's see. So we'll always go to this then. We have the things that have gone on for, well, so some memories. I mean, we go back and we forget some of the things that, you know, took place. And this is, this was huge back then, and it ended up being huge for many, many years. And it was on this day in 1973 that the United States Supreme Court rules that a state may not prevent a woman from having an abortion during the first 6 months of pregnancy. Where have we gone from there? My goodness. That has changed a little bit, I would say. This is somewhat, I guess, kind of funny. In 1946, the Central Intelligence Group, GIG, or SIG rather, is established by President Truman. This was later replaced by the CIA. Now, 2 days later, Truman gave staff members black cloaks, black hats, and wooden daggers, calling them the Cloak and Daggers Group of Snoopers. Little levity there. 1917, President Wilson gives his Peace Without Victory speech. It must be peace without victory. Victory would mean peace forced upon the loser, a victor's terms imposed upon the vanquished. It would be accepted in humiliation under duress at an intolerable sacrifice, and would leave a sting, a resentment, a bitter memory upon which terms of peace would not rest, not permanently, but not only upon the quicksand, only a peace equals can last, whatever all that means. Okay. Don't remember that one. Well, in history, you learned about it. In history, you learned about it, but we forget things. And I don't even know, do they even teach history from the late 1880s and early 1900s? Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, at the basis, all this stuff we're seeing, you're talking about earlier, and everyone's wringing their hands about why, you know, what do they expect? What's the end result of all this liberalism and progressivism? And that's just stupidity to most of us. Well, it's a finger in the eye of God to begin with. I mean, that's at its basis. But here's the other thing. Why? I think the left and the right in this country should band together against the Mohammedans, Islam, worldwide. That's the big threat. And why does the left join hands with them when they're the first ones to get their, literally, their heads cut off when they actually take over, when Islam actually takes over with their Sharia laws and everything? And like, I saw a map of Texas the other day that showed how many mosques have been built there. I think this is the real threat.
Well, I don't know if you remember when we used to have Alex on. I made reference to him last hour. And he warned us about that. Because he was saying that, look, a lot of the people that attend the mosques, they're okay, you know? But it's the small percentage that do the harm, like in a lot of instances. But he also said money is funneled through the mosques to hurt the United States. And the people that are just going there for good intentions, they will not say anything because there is the fear of retribution. So, and that, you know, that's kind of human history, isn't it?
Yep. And even though it's just a few, what's 1%? What's the population, worldwide population of Islam today? It's in the billions.
I don't know, but I've played this clip several times over the years, and it's in my file here. But she was making the reference to that, something along what you're alluding to, regarding that most Germans, you know, were not Nazis. But look what Hitler was able to accomplish by the few, because the masses stayed silent or were threatened, and they, and in some cases they were, it was subtle threatens that you better not stand up or say anything or else, so just get along, mind your own business, and the rest of us on this side will take care of the Jews and the Poles and the rest of it. It was you know, absolutely horrific, but it's somewhat easy to understand when you go back and you read history that the few generally are the ones, and the evil few I'm referring to are the ones that end up, you know, doing the dirty deeds.
My point is that if it's just even 1% that are bad in the Islamic tradition, that's hundreds of thousands of people that want to see anybody that doesn't bow the knee to Muhammad executed, to submit to them or die. That's right. That's from the Quran, and that's their book, their holy book, that says these things. So anyway,
well,
I just thought we should set aside, maybe if we could set aside some of our internal things and join together against a common enemy, the common enemy.
Well,
I used to think it was Communist China, but
Well, no. I think we've been warned, not only people by Alex, but a lot more famous people than Alex, that we have been warned that from within.
Mm-hmm.
From within. You know, Khrushchev said that. I think he was, you know, that was the most famous, what, in 59 or 1960 he said that? But he,
yeah, he was going to, he was good. what was it about the rope? You know, he was going to sell us a rope that he was going to hang us with or whatever.
Mm. Okay, I just came up with this. The largest religion in the world is Christianity, with around 2.4 billion followers, followed by Islam with about 2 billion. So, to your point, take one or, yeah, just 1%. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if you go back, how many people were willing to or agreed with the Declaration of Independence or the separation from the mother country? It was only about a third of the people in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But thank goodness they had the fortitude and the will to press go forward.
Yes.
So the, you know, even in a positive side of with the United States, so you have a small percentage of doing something where a lot of history, you have a small percentage of doing people doing things that are bad because the other 90% stand by and they let it happen or they're intimidated.
Yep, we've been mesmerized by all the bells and whistles that and conveniences and pleasures and that we have in this country as a result of our industry.
Well,
industrial.
The complex or the cottage industries, but also I'm going back to when I was referring to the, you know, I think that we've been at civil war with these trying to change the norms of society and the attack on the public education system. I think that's a big root of the problem.
Absolutely. Started over 100 years ago.
Well, the and I'll use the word infiltration deliberately, started with the teachers union little by little in the late 1950s. Mm-hmm. And it has progressed to the point where we are now. So,
yep.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 238-577-5238-KPRL on this Thursday edition. Nannygate on this day in 1993. Remember Zoe Baird, the United States President's choice for a U.S. Attorney General who was in charge of the INS. She withdraws her name for nomination. She had hired illegal aliens and not paid their Social Security taxes. We had a lady in California who, there was two, but there was one who was on the Republican side that came across that same fate. And I think her last name was, she was a hot Republican name, I think in the early 90s, and I believe Linda Chavez, was that her name? I think that. And that kind of just, I mean, again, she was a remarkable lady, extremely conservative, well-spoken, and the whole nine yards, very polished lady. And after that, she basically went away. I don't know from embarrassment or for whatever reason, but she was kind of like a Thomas Lott, an up-and-comer, but she just... She gone. All right, Jack-in-the-Box food poisoning in 1993. Unfortunately, a two-year-old boy died from food poisoning after eating an E. coli hamburger. Two other children died, and more than 500 people were sickened by the outbreak. All right, well, that's going to kick it in the pants for this, again, because we had the day on Monday. It is a Thursday edition. I keep looking at the calendar the wrong way, but either way, we're done.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The 2026 Firestone Walker Invitational Beer Festival will return Saturday, May 30th, featuring an all-star cast of 65 breweries from around the world, alongside live music and food offerings. Tickets for the festival will go on sale February 4th at 10 a.m., which can be purchased at firestonewalker.com.
A closure of South River Road is scheduled for Wednesday, January 28th. This will be in place from Navajo to Creston Road, starting at 8 a.m. and ending at 4 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy this morning with a partial clearing this afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, Mr. Eric is in for Karen, and he'll have Randall Jordan and Jennifer Greninger. They're talking about, well, what else? Issues in the county, and there are a lot of them. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep the cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.